time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for allowing us to give you a call this morning. Kind of tell us what's been going on.
So, yeah, I actually just got married a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you. So I have a 4-year-old from a previous relationship. And so at my reception, I was handing the microphone. I was going to thank everyone and do the toast and everything. And so I was like, thank you guys. And so grateful we're all here, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I finished with this, like, yeah, I'm not a single mom anymore.
Yeah.
And then after I said it, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said it. And the comment actually did kind of fall flat.
Oh, did it not land?
Oh, it didn't get the reaction of like, yay, everybody was going to cheer with you.
Yeah, because, yeah, I was like, I have a lot of friends who are single moms and one of my bridesmaids. And I was like, ooh, I didn't realize, you know, I could have probably offended them. And yeah.
Oh, you think that's what happened? They're all offended?
I'm pretty sure because they are really not talking to me since.
Oh, really? Gosh. And,
yeah. Yeah, some of my other friends, too, you know, because I'm like, well, I guess I kind of made it sound like being a single mom is so bad, and I'm not that anymore, thank God, you know?
Oh, no.
Oh. But, I mean, it's almost like you got to understand, like, they have to understand that you were saying it, you know,
in a celebratory way.
Yeah.
Like, you're graduating from, like, a class or something.
Yeah, I know. I think that, I mean, I hope they're not, like, envious or whatever, but I think that they're happy for me, but I'm sure that they thought I was trying to say, like, or maybe they think I'm like trying to leave them behind or something. I don't know.
Oh, that could be too.
So you're in a spot now. I'm sure you want to figure out how to like pass an olive branch and say, hey, didn't mean it. Pick up your phone.
Yeah.
You know, return my text.
Yeah, I think how do I get them to forgive me? And, you know, I need my friends back. I don't know. I feel terrible.
I'm really kind of shocked, though, that, like, no one is pulling you aside to talk to you about how they felt about it or whatever. They're just, like, ghosting you.
Yeah, that's a little strange. I mean, you know, obviously, you've heard the show before. You understand we're going to say something about, hey, you're going to have to be the bigger person here and try to really like approach them in a mature way and talk about it. But
and keep reaching out if they're not responding. That's, you know, if they matter that much to you, don't give up on trying to reach out.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're wondering, okay, well, how do I do that?
Yeah, what do I say that's going to cut through?
Yeah, I know, and maybe they're just kind of giving me space to think about it, or maybe they think, oh, she's maybe on her honeymoon or something, we'll let her be. I don't know, but I think it'll definitely blow over, but maybe we're all kind of being sensitive.
Yeah, I mean, you'd figure, though, after a few weeks, it would be all right, like, you know,
like
time
maybe in the moment
wounds.
It was like, oh, ouch. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's
so
fine.
All right, Abby, I feel for you. I mean, you know, we're saying, hey, you just got to be persistent and try to maturely talk to them. But we've already got some people checking in and giving you suggestions. So hang out. We'll try to help you out here. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And congratulations again, by the way.
Thank you so much.
No worries. I want to, if you've got a comment, feel free. Also, if you've got a memorable foot in mouth story, feel
Might
free.
Make her feel better, yeah.
Also, yeah.
Chris texts, if your friends aren't happy for you being happy, then they're not real friends. Which, okay, I feel like there might be, I think there's just a misunderstanding behind what she was meaning to say.
I mean, and then Susie rolls in on text and says, hey, not just that, you could have actually offended your partner too and make him think that you married him just so you're not a single mom anymore. I don't think we're there.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, she hasn't said anything about that. I think, you know, it's hard. It can be very hard being a single mom. I think she just, maybe she was just referring to that. Like, hey, it's going to be great to have a helper. I don't know. I don't think she meant to be offensive in any way about it.
Listen.
It just didn't sound great.
And then Chris rolls in on Facebook and says, oh, man, now you're going to have to divorce your husband and be a single mom again because your friends are offended. And then Bert chimes in and says, usually the advice on here is awful, but this gem is spot on. Listen, Bert.
That's not helping.
That's not helping
That's
the cause here. All right,
helping.
Hey, let us know, 502-795-1997. If you got a comment about Abby's situation, or maybe you've got a memorable foot-in-mouth situation yourself you'd like to share, feel free. We'll take some of those stories on the way next. Just got off the phone with Abby. She was at her wedding reception, grabbed the mic, her own wedding reception, grabbed the mic, was talking to the crowd, thanking them, and was just kind of like, yay, I'm not a single mom anymore.
And it didn't land well because she's got a lot of friends that are single moms.
Yeah.
And now they're not talking to her. And she's like, well, okay, what do we do? How do I make this right?
I mean, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, if they're shunning you, then they're not real friends. But we did get a message from a listener who said, look, I have a friend who got remarried and threw all of her single friends away. Now, a year Ooh. Into her marriage, they don't like each other and are likely getting a divorce.
Okay.
Guess who she's clinging to now?
Ooh.
And the single friends don't really want anything to do with her. And so suggestion Yikes. Is to keep reaching out and explain your behavior to your friends. And you don't want to wait and expect them to be there if something actually goes sideways.
Yeah, that's true. And then Justin. Oh, sorry. A listener.
Buddy, you're going to have to let's reset and go, keep going here. We got another. We got another comment that says, your friends are way too soft. A single moms know how hard it is. They should be happy for you, not offended. That's just my opinion.
Tony from St. Matthews is throwing some shade. This group therapy is so mild. No spice at all. Just call your friends. If they're true friends, they'll eventually answer. Boo to this mildness.
All right. Well, okay, Tony.
He's like, I need more spice.
Now we've got another comment on Facebook that says, if many of your friends are single parents, that was likely a very hurtful thing to say. They took it personally. Not sure why you had to say it during your wedding toast, but that's neither here nor there. It's done. You either wait them out, call and apologize, or you realize you may have lost your friends over some petty, harsh words, over rubbing it in that you're not single mom anymore. Words have consequences. Those may be yours. Dang, that was a really pointed answer. Then there's the people, just get a divorce. Get a new friends. Okay.
That is not helpful. Amanda says, have your friends ever been to a wedding or even receptions? The speeches are most of the time serious. Jokes are made. Stories are told. You are making a joke. If your friends are upset because you're happy and they aren't happy for you, maybe it's a good time to start looking for new friends. Maybe they weren't real friends at all.
Abby, really, it's just make sure that you finally get in touch with your friends. Maybe get a brunch session and all meet up and really just hash it out and talk to them. And I'm sure after a few weeks, it'll be fine. They can tell you why they were offended. You can tell them that, you know, you didn't mean it that way, and you can kind of get it all out on the table. And
yeah,
I
miss you guys.
Help.
I didn't, you're,
exactly.
you're still my crew. Like, I'm not leaving you guys behind because yeah. that could be a fear. We got a text from another listener. I started applauding when the meanest witch at my job announced her retirement. I thought it was a happy occasion. Some of the old timers still aren't fans of me. Trip to HR for one.
Wow.
In hindsight, I maybe should have tried to start a slow clap and get that off my bucket list.
Hey, I'm you know, I'm hanging up the headphones. I'm retiring.
Yeah!
All right. This is great. Great news. Great news, friends. All right. All right. Well, hey.
Didn't mean it like that. I'm just happy for it. It's a good thing when someone chooses to do that, right?
Yeah. Abby, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.